A special thank you to all of our patrons over at patreon.com, such as K2 Whoop-Dee-Doo Boogaloo Rama Lama Ding Dong, Dharma Wheelies, Otter Poppers, It's My Milk in a Box, It's Leon Motherfucker, Phone Losers of America, Gobi, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more at immoralhole.com. You can find out how to donate or support us at immoralhole.com/contribute.
Hello? Hey, how's it going? Listen, this is your neighbor, Dwight.
Oh, okay. You might have the wrong number.
No, I got the right number. Listen, your cloud, it's shadowing my house all during the day.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, you got that moving sales stuff?
Yeah, I do. What you looking
for? Do you have a large cabinet for sale? Like a
stand-up type large cabinet?
A cabinet that you would put like pots and pans and dishes in and whatever.
Yeah, like I do. I have a couple of them, as a matter of fact. Okay.
Do you have one that I could fit inside and then masturbate in it? Do you have one
you climb inside, you can whack off all you want, buddy. I don't give a shit. Okay. The other one's got to clean the mess up.
It's a honeypot number. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you got the magazines for sale? Are those movies?
Yes.
Of what nature are they? I was reading the ad and I just wanted to be sure.
What do you mean? Where did you see the ad?
I was looking on Craigslist and it said that you were selling some magazines and movies.
I don't have anything on Craigslist.
My memory's not so good, but I wrote it down here.
Okay.
So what are they like? Are they in good condition? And what are they?
Are you talking about the magazines or the magazines are in excellent condition. They're adult magazines.
Right. So by excellent condition, do you mean they haven't been used or?
I mean, they're in really, really good condition. There's hardly any pages that have been wrinkled. They've been kept in a home where there wasn't any smoking either. They were just put in bags. And,
okay, have you checked?
Have I checked what?
Yeah. That sounds good. Have you checked if any of the pages are sticking together? Anything like that?
Yeah, no pages are sticking together.
Oh, that's good. So they were used primarily for educational purposes, that is what you're saying. Just like someone was reading them for the stories.
Or maybe not even looking at them. I don't know. It was my father's.
Yeah, it would be a sin to look at them, so I don't know.
Satanic rites of the devil.
Oh my God. No, Lord, I wasn't going to look at them. I was just asking.
Satanic nudist rags.
No, I wasn't. I was just going to practice reading. I wasn't going to look at the pictures.
I will have the skin of 1,000 penises.
No. I promise. I was just, I'm learning to read as a...
Bring me this woman's soul!
Okay. You're going to have to ask her for that yourself, because I only have about $30.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is it possible that I can have your soul, please, in a nice mason jar? With a pentagram on the lid!
Are you sure there's no sticky pages? Because, I don't know, I've been saving up my allowance, and I don't want sticky pages.
Hello?
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 Yeah, hello? I was hunting you. I was calling you. I was hunting you, you know?
Yeah?
You call back?
Yeah, you call me, and I call back to see who it was. What are you hunting me for?
Well, you got them items for sale, don't you?
I've just got a tow bar.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm a man who wears, ladies' shoes, and my toes are really fucked up. And I was wondering if I could get that tow bar to fix my toes, like kind of bend them back into shape.
I don't know. I think you need a sledgehammer.
Who's that calling in the back?
Southburg, Tennessee.
Southburg, Tennessee.
Do what?
I just missed a couple of phone calls from this number.
Yeah? Yes.
What was you needing?
I'll take 200 for it.
What do you take 200 for? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a dang good one. It's 5,000 watts.
Oh, you must have called the wrong person.
Do what?
I said you must have dialed the wrong number.
I'm not understanding it. One of our phones is cut down. Is it a what now?
I said you must have dialed the wrong number or something. You called my number 2 times a few minutes ago.
Hello? Is it what?
Hello?
Hello! Oh, you've got fatal typhus.
Excuse me?
Have you got fatal typhus?
What was that?
Yes. Have you got the nappies, the typhus for sale?
Oh, sure, yes.
Oh, good, yes. How much do you want for them, and what sizes?
What was that?
Oh, what's the size on them?
Oh, the size. They are extra large and large.
Oh, good. How many have you got?
I have about 6 bags, maybe 8. I'll have to look.
All right. I have got the best size potty chair.
Yes, I have a potty chair. A shower transfer chair.
Oh, yes.
And a hospital bed. A wheelchair and a rollator.
Yes. 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 Let me put my son on. Yes. Take the phone.
Grandma.
Yes.
Grandma, what are you doing in the bathroom?
I'm
masturbating. No, wait, excuse me?
Hello?
Grandma, you gotta come out of there. Grandma, I have to use the bathroom.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Hello?
Who are you? Wait, are you on the other line with Grandma?
Hello?
Can you tell her to get out of... Yeah, could you tell Grandma to get out of the bathroom? She's making noises in there. It sounds like she's on the line with you.
I don't know, Grandma. Yes. Who's this?
Oh, God,
this is Jack. I hear Grandma talking to somebody.
Jack. Put it in there.
Yeah, she's on the phone.
Show me your vagina, Miriam. Show me your
Grandma
vagina.
Grandma not allowed to talk on the phone?
Show me that vagina.
Well, lately she's been writing checks to swindlers who call the house.
Write the devil another check, Miriam.
So, you know, those... she is actually... She called me.
Oh, I tried to put a password on the phone so she couldn't.
Put it in there.
Yeah, there was
a
preacher called the house and said that he needed a new Cadillac, and she wrote him a $30,000 check.
Well, goodness.
I mean, she's losing it.
That's a lot of money.
She won't let me in the bathroom.
So how are you talking on the same phone that she was on if she's locked the door?
I picked up the extension. She's on the other phone. We have the phone in the bathroom, you know, like they did in the 80s. She has this old orange phone. She has this old orange phone next to the toilet. And it's on the same line as the kitchen phone.
Yeah. So
she's on the toilet phone.
So, Grandma wants to buy medical equipment.
She does. I've froze all her accounts because she's spending way too much money. What are you trying to buy?
Well,
Grandma almost has Grandma's bank account.
Give me
your bank account number, Miriam. The church needs it more than you.
It's one of those scammers again.
Give me your goddamn bank account. Bring me the rowdy number.
Why did
Bring
the scammers?
Rowdy number.
How did the scammers get
what
on the line?
Read me your rowdy number, Miriam.
I don't know. It sounds like,
what is that?
We played with the Ouija board and now it's in our phone.
Oh, that's her grandson. I don't know what he's talking about.
All right, I'm going to block this number, man. Don't call me again.
Shut up, bitch. Give me your account number now.
Those scammers are persistent.
Satan doesn't
own your home. I will underwrite your home in the Satan's name. It'll become property of the Satanic Temple.
No, Grandma.
I'm a member of the Satanic Temple. They're actually very good people in the community. Much better.
Don't you tell me? Don't you Satanic Temple swing to me, ma'am? I am the Almighty Ruler.
Look, Satan. I have Grandma's checkbook. She's not writing any more checks.
Are you trying to explain to me, ma'am?
Well, Grandma gave $30,000 to the Mormons, and I'm trying to prevent her from giving more money.
Lady, you're not part of the Satanic Temple. You're more like the Church of McDonald's, sounds more like.
She's a fucking Mormon.
You fat ass. You're fat.
Okay, fuck off, kid.
You need to go to the Church of the gym.
Look, he's got ADD, my grandson. He doesn't talk like that because he's a bad kid. He doesn't talk like that because he's a bad kid. It's because he's got the ADD.
Yeah, fat ass.
No, I don't think it's you. So, fuck off. Find somebody
else.
Hi, thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
Hey, Daniel. What's the policy on the lunk alarm?
The lunk alarm policy?
Yeah, why do you guys do that? You guys...
Well, it's not automated, so it's just kind of whoever's up here at the time hits the button.
Well, I don't fucking appreciate you guys did it on me earlier.
Oh, I wasn't here. I don't know who was. What time did you come?
Like 3 hours ago, dude. It fucking messed with my head, dude. I don't even want to go back to the gym now.
Well, you can always come in to cancel your membership.
So that's how you guys treat your members? You just fucking sound the alarm and then tell me, oh, well, fuck off?
I mean, that's not what I'm saying. I don't recall anyone hitting the alarm today.
Dude, you guys did it. I was getting my pump on, bro, and then you guys fucking hit it on me. I wasn't even doing anything. You guys just sounded it on me.
It couldn't have been direct. I mean, it may not have been directed at you.
I asked the person, and he's like, oh, because you're lifting too hard, bro.
Person here?
Yes.
Are you? Is this the you went to the one off Lake Mead, right?
My girlfriend Bappy was with me, dude. She can fucking tell you.
Hmm. Hold on. 3 hours. 5 o'clock.
Bappy. Hold on, bro. I'm putting my girlfriend on the phone.
Hey, it's me, Bappy. What's up, bro?
She's taking a shit right now.
No, it's me, Bappy. Oh.
Hello?
I don't believe it. I don't believe you.
Believe me?
No. Most gyms will fight tooth and nail to prevent you from ending your membership. I think you're a liar.
Yeah, bro, what the hell's your problem? Are you just a customer there? You just grab the phone?
Yeah, I don't think you really
work
here, because I tried to cancel a membership at a gym, and he's like, oh, you know,
Planet Fitness
policy, are you a
smoker? I mean, it's in your contract that you signed when you signed up, so.
He's like, oh, well, let's see how we can help you better afford your Planet Fitness membership. He's like, oh, do you smoke? Do you drink? Are there any vices you could cut back on to afford your Planet Fitness membership? I mean, why
what I don't
know?
Understand is like I don't understand is like I told you, and then you immediately were like, "Well, come cancel your membership."
Well,
yeah.
That's what you want to do. Like, I mean, you said you didn't want to come back to the gym. I mean, that's the only real option there for you. I mean, it's Planet Fitness.
Well,
you heard that the alarm is sounded. That's all I can really tell you.
No, it's not. No, it's not. There's no policy. That's why I'm asking. So you just sound it periodically throughout the day just to do it, just to get the fucking thing going, or what?
No, if you're being, like, loud or whoever's up here deems it worthy, then we hit the button.
Bro, I see people being loud all the time and the alarm doesn't go off.
Yeah, well, I don't really hit it very often. I don't use it because I don't really... I think it's worse than actually, like, them grunting or anything. It's louder than anything.
You think the alarm is worse? Okay, cool. So we're on the same page.
Yeah,
we're on the same
page.
Everybody, we got what you admitted. Everybody, yeah. We got what you admitted. Woo!
I think he wants you to leave the gym. That's why he wanted you to cancel.
He's probably intimidated by me.
I think that's what it is. When he sees us lifting like 80 pounds, I mean, it challenges his manhood in a deep way.
How much can you bench, bro? 11 gyms.
Hello? Thank you for calling. Hello.
Hi. We're calling from the corporate office. You want to know if we can do a customer survey?
It's two people speaking right now.
There's two people speaking around.
Okay, one of you
speak
first. I'm so sorry. I can't really understand both of you guys.
Okay, one of you speak first. I'm sorry. I can't understand both of you guys.
Excuse me? Who is that?
Who is that?
Hello?
What is going on?
What is going on?
Give me 1 second.
Give me one second.
Okay.
Oh, music of culture.
My balls are very big. Come and kiss on them real quick. My big balls rock.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry, there must be something with the phone over
I'm
there.
Sorry, there must be something with the phone over there.
Can you call our location one more
okay,
time?
Okay,
you
can do a location one more time.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness to the light. How may I help you today?
Hey, how are you doing?
Are you
I'm calling from the corporate office, and we just wanted to complete a customer survey, please.
For service, please.
Thank you. I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
We wanted to complete a customer survey, me and my conjoined twin.
Customer survey.
Huh?
So you'd have to do it online. I can't take any surveys over on the phone because I don't know how to do it on the computers here.
No, you see what happens is
I'm
calling from the corporate office. We're here late. We're trying to get a couple more surveys in before Veterans Day to see if there's actually veterans that serve and can go to Planet Fitness.
Oh, okay. Actually, wouldn't be able to tell you that because when they come in, we don't ask if they're veterans because we don't give them any kind of discount.
Well, no. We're not asking. What happens is you pass the phone to a customer that's inside the gym and I ask the questions. And if they want to, if they agree to it, then they get a free upgrade from whatever membership that they have.
Okay.
If they want to, they don't have to. That's why I'm just calling your location. I'm just getting some out and getting them done.
Yeah, I'm trying to scan the location to see if anybody is willing to do it. Just give me a moment. I'll ask.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness on West Charleston. This is Kaya.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
How can I help you?
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Is this a customer?
No, I'm a member. I'm one of the staff.
Okay, but who's the customer on the line right now?
There's no customer online right now.
I'm the customer.
Hi, I'm a customer. How can I help you?
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Hello?
Why did you need to speak with me?
Yeah, so you're going to talk to the customer and complete the survey for us. Thanks.
Hi, they said you needed my credit card number and repeat it loudly on the line with you.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. Hello, thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Otis. How may I help you today?
Hello?
Hello, sir. I'm in the locker room, and this old man here just keeps saying hello, and he has his cat in the locker room with him.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Okay, I'm going to go. I'll go check on that. Thank you.
He's got many cats in here. They're all in his locker, and I told him that can't be allowed.
The cat wants to talk to you.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Planet Fitness on West Charleston. This is Kaya. How can I help you?
Is there a guy there I could talk to? It's something personal.
Perhaps. What's going on?
Well, since you insist on knowing, I was in the bathroom, and I don't know if you know this, but there's a glory hole there.
No. I'll have a male staff member go check it out.
Well, let me talk to the male guy, please.
Tell her she needs to go man her hole. It's gonna suck itself.
The male guy. I guess these days you gotta be specific.
Expo.
Oh.
Good evening. You are speaking on a fitness. How can I help you?
Hey, Dingle, are you?
I'm in the fucking bathroom right now, dude, and this guy right here keeps shoving his dick through the fucking hole in the stall, dude.
That's not going
right
to suck itself.
Okay.
He keeps fucking shoving it in my ear, dude.
He's going to come check on your dick mouth.
Don't fucking look at my dick.
Thank you for calling Planned Parenthood. You make them, we take them. How can I help you?
What's up, baby? You trying to have a baby then or what?
Oh, man.
I help you.
Is there a guy there I could talk to? Something's happening and I need to talk to a guy. A girl won't understand.
Yeah. Cam. He wants to talk to you because a girl wouldn't understand what he's going through right now because he needs to talk to a guy.
Hello?
Bro, I'm right here in the bathroom, and I'm not kidding. There's a fucking glory hole here. I'm going to put the phone through the glory hole and listen to the sound. You hear them? You hear the fucking sounds, dude?
This here in Planet Fitness?
Yeah. Dude, listen.
Yeah.
I'm taking this shit, and this is happening in the stall next to me, bro.
Okay, I'll be right in there.
Wait.
Yeah.
I think you're almost done, dude. You better hurry the fuck up.
Fuck yeah.
I'll be right there.
Hurry up, dude.
Show me that boppy.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Kellen. How can I help you?
Hey, listen. There's two people taking up the stalls. I gotta take a shit here in the locker room, and they won't pinch it off and give me a hand. I gotta go.
Okay, sounds good.
No, it doesn't sound good. I got liquid courage coming out of my ass, if you know what I'm saying.
Ramon.
No, it's fucking Ramon again.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. My name is Mark. How may I help you?
Oh.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, dude. I'm going to be real with you in a second, dude, but I'm right here in the bathroom, bro. I'm trying to be quiet. There's a fucking glory hole, dog.
What?
And I'm putting the phone... Here, look, dude. I'll put the phone next to it. Listen to what the fuck's going on. Can you hear them, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear them, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, can you fucking hear that shit?
Calling Planet Fitness, this is Winter. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello?
Ma'am? Hey. I was in the bathroom, and I asked the person in the stall next to me for some toilet paper because I'm out, and they said no. So now I'm like stuck in here without any toilet paper because my stallmate wouldn't give me any.
In our restroom right now.
Yeah, he's still in the other stall, and he says he has some paper, but he just won't give it to me.
Okay, would you like one of us to come give you some toilet paper?
I mean, yeah, but I think this guy needs a general lesson in sharing, you know?
Okay, well, I personally can't boss that man around, but I can go ask my coworker to bring you some toilet paper.
Okay, can you make sure it's the soft kind?
We only have one kind, sir.
Because I'm awfully sensitive down there, and I need the soft kind.
Okay. Alex will be right in with some toilet paper for you.
Okay.
Hello? You woke up with that underwear on?
Yes. Hello. I woke up with no underwear on.
Oh, my goodness. It must be chilly.
It is very chilly. Do you know where it went?
We can't help you there.
Were you here? Maybe you were here. My Willie is shivering. I'm sorry, your phone, it's breaking up. Have you inserted it into the wrong orifice? Perhaps you can speak up. Oh God, it's gotten worse. My Willie is chilly.
Name is Chilly Willie. I'm froze through and through. My shaft is cold and my... it doesn't really work.
My Willie is chilly.
I've got to give off the bed connection.
My Willie
it's already happening because your connection is terrible, lady.
You are being transferred to. You are being transferred.
I'm handing the phone off to you. You
can make more sense. For desk. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you? This is Hampton in front desk. It's in Albans.
Hi, I'm coming to America.
Okay. How can I help you with that?
Well, me and my friend need a place to stay in the America.
Funny. Okay, I have to go. There's... Have a good night.
No, I...
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Residence Inn in Gloucester. This is Colleen. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I found a lottery ticket in my room, and it's actually a winning ticket. Do I get to keep it? Like, what should I do?
I mean, if you... have rented the room and it's your room, I do feel like finders keepers apply in that situation.
I mean, I looked it up online and I think I'm owed almost like $3 million.
So for that one, that's definitely not in my wheelhouse. That's a lottery commission question. I would check the state that you found this in and I would call them and see what they say.
I found it here. What are you talking about? What state?
So then I would call the Vermont State Lottery Commission.
Okay, but no one's going to come after me, are they? Like say, oh, you found my ticket. I stayed in the room before you or anything like that.
I don't know why they would.
Well, I would. Like if you know, because like the names of the lotto winners, they're public or something, right? So like, so I'm going to be like,
it's possible. But if that's something you're concerned about, you definitely could probably throw it out too without any harm or foul. It's one of those, like, it's really not a hotel question. It's not something that I can really advise you on. I'm sorry.
What if I paid you to stay quiet about it? Like if they said, oh, did you have this guest in the room? Would be like, oh, no, the room's been vacant for like 6 months.
So... that would be considered a bribe, and I got to tell you that I would be really uncomfortable with that, but I can't foresee a reason why I would have that why that would be questioned for me. But regardless, it's really a personal decision on your end. What I would recommend, if you're really unsure of what to do, call the Vermont State Lottery Commission and speak with them. They'll be able to advise you a whole lot better than I would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just on the fence about this.
I'm sorry. Is there anything hotel related that I can assist you with? I have some other guests I need to assist.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I might buy the hotel and then we could have a longer conversation about this whole thing.
Sure.
Then it would be a hotel matter because I'd be like the owner of the hotel.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right then.
Is there nothing else I can assist you with?
No, I mean, you made it clear that you don't want to help me, so I'll just mosey on.
This one I just can't help you with. If you had a hotel-specific question,
yeah.
I'd be more than happy to assist you. But with the lottery questions, I'm just not going to be a good authority. So I would recommend Vermont State Lotto Commission. They'll be the ones that will be able to answer your questions.
Yeah, but I'm not 18. So.
Then you're not going to be able to cash it in, and there isn't too much. I'd just throw it out and forget the whole situation. But if there's nothing hotel related that I can help you with, I'm sorry?
You keep saying that. I don't understand why you keep saying that.
Because
it's not hotel-related.
Sir, I have other work to do, and I'm unable to assist you with this problem.
I could just, hire you to cash in the ticket.
Sir, I don't believe this conversation is going to go anywhere, so I am going to let you know. I'm sorry I have to hang up. I apologize. I hope you have a wonderful night. I wish you all the best of luck, but I have other work
bye-bye.
I have to accomplish. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
I guess.
This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hey, Haley, how are you?
Blown at me?
Wait, what the fuck?
No.
the operator.
Good evening, front desk. This is Ian.
Hi, Ian. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Listen, is it busy down there at the front desk at this time of night, or no?
No, I'm the only one here.
Well, all right, great. Listen, you're about to have a very busy night.
Why is that?
Well, I let myself into several rooms throughout the establishment, and I put a bunch of fake winning scratch-off tickets with high-dollar win amounts on people's beds and desks. And I assume they're going to be calling to find out how they made it into their room, number one. And number two, what they should do about it. So if I were you, I would probably start prepping some type of answer for these guests.
Okie dokie.
So I just wanted to let you know, you'll have to explain to them how I got into the room, how the items were left. And I did remove a few small items from their room, not noticeable at first, but they will be known that they're missed. They'll be missed.
And who is this?
My name is Dwight, and I'm a scratch-off criminal.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you for calling Shutters Elko. This is Krista. How may I help you?
Hi. You should congratulate me now as one of the guests of your establishment.
Congratulations.
Thank you. While I was sitting on the receptacle for the cheeks, as it is, I was using a scratch-off that I actually got from one of the gas stations. I stopped in to get a Bang energy drink, and I got a scratch-off ticket. And as I was sitting here filing papers away in my office, I scratched it off, and guess what? 50,000.
No, you did not.
Yeah, 50,000.
Uh-uh, no way.
Uh-huh. But the thing is, I don't think they're going to let me redeem it because I'm from out of state. And I think you have to be a state resident to redeem it.
No, you don't. You don't.
But on the back, it said for the state only, and I'm from Washington.
Nope. It's saying that you can redeem it in that state only, but you can live anywhere in the whole wide world.
Okay, but you're talking about after. I don't think 50,000 is going to let me travel very far. I mean, to live in the anywhere in the world.
No. I mean, you could come in from like Ghana, and you could travel on over to Idaho, and you can get a scratcher.
Oh.
And you could cash it. Like, you don't have to be a state resident.
I used to like to travel to Burmese.
Oh, Burma?
It's a party. Yeah, Burma. Oh my God, no! I would never come back.
I was like, wow, that doesn't seem like a very fun.
Oh yeah, Ibiza. That's what it is. Ibiza. It's a little party island by off the coast of Italy. Yeah, yeah.
And they say it's Ibiza.
But yeah, well, that's what they say. But they're not American, so they don't matter. But if I give you the ticket, can you redeem it for me?
Can I redeem it for you? Well, we don't
because
have
I have a problem with creditors, and they'll take some out of it.
No, I don't think I can do that.
Why not?
Because
I'm just trying to avoid because I got close to 21 grand in like defaulted loans, and so I don't want to give those scavengers any of that money, and I can't get a bank account because I have bad credit.
Oh, so do you need, like, my bank account number and...
No. Do I sound like I'm from Nigeria? No. I give it to you, and they give it to you in cash. Like, I don't think it has to go on a bank account. But what I'm saying is, like, if they asked me for a bank account, then I can't get one. You know, because I have problems because I invested highly in Pogs. You know what Pogs are?
No, I'm not 100% sure.
They used to, like, back in the 90s, they had the Slammers and stuff. It was a big It was a big thing. The pogs and the slammers. I invested heavily into it, and I lost a lot of money. Then MTG came along, and other card trading bullshit that I never paid attention to. Then Pokemon came around, and everyone lost their minds. And so, when I tried to get my money, I tried to pull my money out of the investments, and then they said no, and then Bernie Madoff, and then all of it was gone.
Okay, so why can't you cash your lottery ticket then?
Creditors.
So
yeah, they all want. Yeah, they'll see it because I have to disclose my name because the lottery commission will make me disclose that I won that amount, and then they run a check for any outstanding debts. And then before I see a red cent of it, they pull all outstanding debts right out of it. And before long, I probably owe the lottery commission because of taxes.
Where did you get the ticket from?
I went down to Shell. I got the one from Shell, but the winning one was sitting in my room. It was on my, I thought you guys put it in here for me as a welcome. It was on my desk, next to the TV remote.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, Nevada doesn't have.
I came in, and the remote control, I had left it on the bed, but then it was on the nightstand next to the bed when I came back in, and there was a lottery ticket sitting right next to it, and I was like, oh, that was nice. And then I thought it was the chocolate on the pillow type thing. And then I was like, I gotta go evacuate the tunnel system, if you know what I mean. And so I was sitting there and I was scratching it with my lucky penny and 50,000.
That is wild. You know, I bet you, honestly, if you just went to a Shell and came up to somebody random and you said, hey, buddy, I'll give you this much. If you cash it for me, then I'm sure they do it.
I'll give, because it's all free. Do you know if they take taxes or how much taxes come out?
Oh, shoot. I know that you have the option. Again, we don't have that lottery system, but you have the option.
Because it said on the note next to it, it had a note and it said, pay it forward, to charity. But I'm not going to do that if you're not the one that, left it. I'm not going to pay it forward to charity. Charity starts at in La Casa, you know what I'm saying? It starts in home.
La Casa? Yeah, so you would have to, redeem that in a place, like I said, Nevada.
Okay.
We don't uh-huh. have that. So it would have to be redeemed by somebody in
a
state that does those. So Idaho.
Y señor. You pick up lottery ticket, you find on floor.
This guy has a laundry cart and he's at my door and he's asking about the lottery ticket.
I drop card and you pick it up. It's mine.
No. This lady says they left it for me.
No, see, I was clean.
I'm in 215.
I was clean our room.
I'm in 215. He has chickens in this cleaning cart, ma'am.
No, see, I leave a chicken in the room.
Definitely don't have...
Sir, listen.
Room.
You need to take your little take your chicken cart and move it along. You're no. This was a non-winner anyway.
I went to the gas station. I leave the chickens behind in the car. I will get the winning ticket, and I lost it. And now you say you found.
This man has unauthorized pets in the hotel.
It's not best, it's food.
That's wild. Me and my nighttime security are actually at room 215.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not seeing
Tell them to come in. Tell them to come inside because he's in here with the cart.
No, we don't have that tonight. My security person is right here at the desk with me. And also...
You just said they were at my room.
Also, 15 is not an occupied room. So you might
I'm into
want
they
to
move they move me they move me they move me they move me from 211.
Lady, he's not here legally. He's staying in the room without the pay. He's
211 is not occupied and has not been
recognized.
I like to kill deer.
Look, you owe me $50,000.
Yeah,
I would pay him, ma'am. He seems like a serious man.
Yeah, you guys better get that figured out amongst yourselves. I'm sorry,
ma'am, you have to help me. He's got me a dick point.
I have my cousin Pico here. Pico, he's crazy, man.
Man, he's got me a dick point. He's got his hard penis in the small of my back. He's threatening to go south.
I need a manager, because she might be able to help a little better.
There's no manager working that late at night. Don't kid yourself.
Hi, this is Amanda. How can I help you?
Hello, sir. Your person there seems to think that you can handle this. I know you're a man. That's why I said sir. They said that you would understand the situation better than she could.
Okay, what is the situation?
I don't know. She won't explain it to me.
Is this man, he stole my lottery ticket. He stole my ticket.
He was in my room.
Nevada does not do lottery tickets. And
I know.
He
got it from Idaho. He got it from Idaho.
Okay, this is a place of business that you are calling, and a lottery ticket.
This
is
a place of ill repute. There are people fucking in the other room, and you won't help me.
Excuse me, sir. Do not use foul language over the phone. This is a place of business.
I didn't say nothing about a chicken.
Do you have any further questions? Do you have any further questions?
Yeah, well,
yes or no?
I have a question. I have questions.
You have a... Okay, what is the question, sir?
Where do babies come from? Where do they come?
No. Hey, this is the front desk of Mountain. How can I help you?
Hello. Yes, I've arrived for my appointment. I'm in my room. I'm in states of undress. I'm ready to be stretched.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
I made the appointment through the website for I guess it was under amenities, and I'm ready to be stretched.
Did you make a massage appointment?
No, it said please to disrobe down to undergarments, and then it said call front desk and someone will be up shortly to stretch you.
Is this a prank call?
No, I'm just trying to get stretched. I've had a very tense day.
We cannot help you with that, sir.
What do you mean? I'm not understanding. I made the appointment.
That is not an amenity we offer.
Okay, what do you do? You do housekeeping, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you do room service?
No.
Okay, no room service. I understand that, but I paid through the app, and I've already been charged for the stretch.
You can speak to an associate at the front desk or a manager tomorrow about that?
But isn't that you? You're an associate at the front desk.
Yes, but I do not believe that is a service that we offer.
But then why is it on the app if it's not something that's offered? I mean, I followed directions. I'm not asking for anything more than what was promised, and I'm just trying to get stretched.
I'm sorry, sir. I have no idea about that. We do have a massage center. That
right.
In room amenities are not something that we offer.
Yeah, it says right here on the app, full elongation, and that's what I signed up for.
On an app?
Yeah, on the app. It says the options for the stretch. It says full elongation, medium elongation, or no elongation, and I said full.
We also don't have an app, sir.
There's an app, and then there's a machine over here. It's by the bed, and it says insert quarters to make the room vibrate.
Thank you for calling the Fairfield by Marriott Waterbury Show. This is Morgan speaking. How may I assist you?
There's two men here in the public bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you in the background noise.
Yeah, that's them. Yeah. You hear them?
Fuck yeah.
They're in here. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. How can I help you?
Oh, do you have a way to remove them?
A way to what?
Remove them from the premises for the behavior. There's children here, and they're doing dirty things in the toilets here.
What room are you in?
Oh, yeah!
215? I'm here with my son. We're visiting.
Can you confirm the name on the room, please? What was that?
Hi. I'm Dad has went to the bathroom. What did you want?
The name on the room, please.
You want our last name?
Yes, it's, please.
Good morning, Julia. Meet Joe.
Oh, that's Uncle Joe.
I'm sorry.
He's got rumble guts. That's Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe is. No, Uncle Joe is watching the preacher on TV.
Best Western Plus Waterbury.
Hi, I stayed at your hotel.
Hello?
And I'm a live I stayed at your hotel and I'm a live blogger. And after I posted a video of your hotel, I got demonetized. And I don't know, like, what do you got going on there that YouTube doesn't like?
I have no idea. You can call back on Monday after 9 and speak to the manager. Thanks.
This fucking guy owes you.
Hi. I'm a live blogger. Hi, I'm a live blogger. I blog my travels and stuff, and I also unbox toys. I'm kind of a variety channel. And I stayed at your hotel, and right after I posted the video, my whole channel got demonetized. Like, what is it about your place, like, that YouTube doesn't like? Like, I lost my livelihood. I think maybe, like, you could send a note to YouTube and tell them that you're going to clean up your act or something.
Dish that, like, if I don't, like, I feel like I need to take a shit that I will eat.
Oh, here.
And I've gotten to be sick of eating it on. Hey, Scott, how you doing there? You ever, you got that one dish that's in your repertoire, so if you feel a little constipated, you know if you eat that within hours, you're going to end up taking a shit?
What?
Come on, Scott. Be honest.
So, no, follow me. So, like, let's say your stomach's a little bloated, and you're like, man, I'd feel a lot better if I went and visited the toilet. So, like, you know this one dish, like this one food that if you eat it within, like, 45 minutes to an hour, you're going to go take a shit. What is that for you?
Is it Chipotle? Is it Taco Bell?
Yeah, mine's a pizza bowl with extra grease. Like, you got to get light sauce because of the sugar, but then you get a little pepperoni, you get bacon, you get jalapeno, you know, a little jalapeno kick, and you get chicken, and then you throw some red pepper flakes on there and you eat it. And then what happens is the grease from the pepperoni and from the bacon, it lubes the tract, the anal tract, and then it slides out. So what is that for you?
I am trying to work here. I'm not trying to listen to this.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Well, just answer my... Well, you listened to it twice as I repeated it. Now...
Tell everyone.
Oh, touch my pillow. Oh, my pillow.
We already gave up on gyms.
Yeah, well, their name starts with J, so they're stupid.
J.
Hello?
How can I assist
you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
The fucking people next door, look. Listen to them.
Okay, well, if this all snacky professional, I will hand up.
Emotional!
I'm Tuesday also.
Hey, can you get my name down? I want to get a room.
Yeah, are you trying to make a reservation for tonight?
Yeah, damn, you sound cute. Yes, please, sorry.
okay. Would you be checking in tonight and then checking out tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'm a pervert. I apologize. I just don't give a shit anymore. Yeah, it's for tonight, and I'll check out on Sunday, actually.
Okay. I don't know. Saying that to me, I feel like I just
get my name.
A reservation for you.
Well, my name is. Just get my name down. First name is Howard.
What's your name? Howard.
Howard. Uh huh.
What's your last name?
These nuts gonna fit in your mouth? Howard, these nuts gonna fit in your mouth? Got him.
That's some bullshit.
Thank you for calling the Element in downtown Bozeman. My name is Lauren. How may I help you this evening?
So, what flows from nature? Like, what element of your design in the hotel flows from nature?
For our name, for Element?
Yeah, like, the whole thing in the beginning is like, oh, you know, I don't know, it's just a bunch of buzzwords about nature and design.
Yeah, we're a long-stay hotel, yeah. So we try, our target guests are generally those, I think Marriott's target guests for Element hotels are those who are, like, active, go outside a lot. That's what kind of the element of our stay is with. Our guests.
Oh,
like,
you mean the
sure
activists?
We have, like, bikes for rent. Yep, yeah.
Oh, you have bikes for rent?
Mm-hmm. Or not are rent, they, but they're complimentary with the stay.
Do they sanitize the seats and all that stuff?
Yeah, the helmets and riders. The generally after uses.
So what you're saying is there's a certain kind of person that stays there, that it appeals to.
I would say, yeah, that it appeals to.
I mean, like yuppies? Would you say yuppies? Or would you say like, the yuppies is a really old term. Like hipsters?
No, I think it's Zoomers. Just more of a general idea put into place, but it's not necessarily what, like, not everyone who stays here is going to be interested in the bikes or some of the outdoor elements to it. And then I know that most elements are LEED certified buildings, so it just has to do more with, like, the amount of energy used inside the building.
See, what I'm most concerned about is I don't want to stay with any TikTokers or YouTubers or, you know, all those freaks.
Yeah, I feel
you don't
like
have any of those
overall, I think that regardless of, I think a lot of people will be on social media regardless of where you're staying. It is a college town, so I don't think it really makes a difference here versus there.
Yeah, I just want to come out of my room in the morning and be like, hey, everybody, welcome back to the channel. Today we're going to go get on some bikes.
No, I don't think Bozeman's much like that.
Oh, that's good. Those people, they're the scum of the earth. You know, it's like I can't even go anywhere and I got to be on somebody's YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And were you looking to
saying?
Make a reservation or anything tonight with us?
No, I'm just inquiring. I'm window shopping hotels.
Okay. Did you have any other questions about the hotel? Yeah.
I heard an echo. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like somebody else is on the line. Hey, person, are you? Is there somebody else on the line? I don't like being monitored. Yeah, this is a van that's been following me around. Just wondering what they're up to.
Hey, come over
if
here,
you
bro.
Had any other questions, I'm more than happy to answer, but unfortunately...
Hey, what do you got in the van?
I am working right now, so I have...
I am working
right
now.
We got a bunch of pillows for you, man. Just come look in the van, man.
Who operates the operator, though?
I got an idea. Hey, it's the guy, I'm right here, and I put in the pillow. The guy next door.
Hey, man, give me back my fucking pillow.
He's getting mad at me porque yo me agarré la pinche pilo en su cuarto.
Hey, maricón, give me back my fucking pillow, man.
He's mad at me right now. He's taking the pillow back.
I see your number and I can report you on the police. So please
fuck you.
He can reparte you.
You fucking idiot. You come over here, I kick in your head, you son of a bitch.
Viva la reparte.
All right.
I kick in the ass at you.
Good.
You take good. My that's paper.
You idiot son of a bitch.
Bye.
Hey,
no,
you better not
dog.
Call in the police.
Licking an ass.
Kimpton Bosman Armory front desk.
I kick in an ass.
And kick his fucking ass, bro. This guy's a fucking jerk.
I kick in an ass.
Kicking his fucking ass.
Every morning you come my house, you steal my paper. Every morning you come my house. I see you.
Calling on this number.
Hey, listen, my friend over here. Every morning he's going to get up, he's going to have eggs, he's going to have a nice Colombian coffee and kick in the ass.
A kick in the ass?
You realize with who you're talking, so I advise
who
you.
Who
is? Is this Miguel?
It's a man in Pacquiao.
And who
Miguel.
Are you?
I advise you to stop calling on this number because you're going to
I will stop calling if you stop stealing my paper and kicking
my
dog.
Okay, and what are you doing to me? What are you going to do to me, man? You ain't going to do nothing. Okay?
He's a man with a creamy pillow. He's a man with a creamy pillow. You don't do nothing.
I will put your head on the pillow and you'll like it. Okay?
Okay.
You will fall asleep and the cream will come out of the pillow.
I'll put your head on the pillow, you're going to go to sleep, and I kiss you on your head.
Okay. Have a good night, sir.
Kiss me.
Bye.
Kiss me.
Head and ass.
Lewis and Clark Motel in downtown Bozeman. This is Andre speaking.
They took my pillow, man.
Hello?
Hey.
They took my pillow.
Yeah, do they know you're Superman?
They took my pillow, man.
Thanks for calling the Secretary of Hotel. This is Brad. How may I help you?
Something about, eating food,
Yeah, no, this guy knows the truth about JonBenet Ramsey. I'm telling you, wait for him to pick up the phone. He's going to tell us all about it.
Oh, wow.
What can I do for you guys?
Oh, shit, there he is. That's the guy. That's guy, yeah. Dallas.
What you guys need?
Dallas, come on. Dallas, about JonBenet?
What are you doing? Did you make it back home?
Yeah, but I dinged the car. I hit a stop sign. I clipped it.
What?
Yeah, I curbed this fucking thing. I made the right-hand turn, and I took the fucking light.
What are you talking about? Where?
The right by the house.
What are you talking about? This is Brad at the Sacagawea. Who's this?
Yeah, no, you know who this is. Come on, don't fuck around.
Is it Ivan? Ivan fucking Louie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Louie. Yeah. But listen, hit the fucking thing. Hit it. Hit it right real fucking hard.
You hit what?
The stop sign. The pole for the stop sign. I clipped it. I clipped the fuck out of it.
Out here at the sack?
Yeah, buy it.
Which stop sign, bud? Right here, like right next to the building?
Why do you think there's only one?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. What the fuck stuff are you talking about?
What do you mean? What do you, I don't understand. No, I not just, that one. That, what do you mean? Come on. Don't be stupid.
Are you talking about at your house?
Yeah.
You
why?
Got me confused as shit.
I was confused. Well, you know, I might have been.
So when you got home,
where's
you
Louis?
Put the stuff
Louis,
back?
Get on.
Hello, Louis, are you there?
Hi, sorry, yeah. Louis's here, Louis.
Yeah.
Louis.
So how far away from you guys, how far from, away from each other do you live?
We're like 5 minutes.
Oh, I thought you guys were in different towns.
No, different area. It's weird because like, I'm in one zip code, but he's in one zip code, and we're only 5 minutes apart. We're like right on the edge.
Oh, okay. So you guys knew each other before you guys came out here, then?
Yeah, I touched his penis once.
Yeah, I thought it was Louis when he started talking to begin with, or when he was talking about JonBenet Ramsey. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, so how was the flight out?
Out to where?
For going back home.
Like, we went back home, but then he had toes. He had a toe problem. He stubbed his toe at when we were in TSA, and he got pushed down.
I gave you stitches, man. I'm bald,
they gave you
man.
Stitches for what?
Yeah, when the TSA was searching his balls after he went through the scanner, they pulled his stitches. His stitches busted.
Next one.
Are you still surfing?
Surfing?
Yeah, you still surf?
I live in Montana. Hell no, I don't surf.
Yeah. No, but they got those places you go to, like, Kahar, like the indoor water parks, and they got surf.
I have never done that in my life. If I learn to surf, I'm going to learn to surf in a place that it's, you know, it's what you're supposed to do.
Why don't you like watching Point Break?
I surf on snow, brother. I snowboard.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the white shit that's cold. Not the other white shit.
No, that's water.
That's water. Yeah, and it generally comes along with 20-degree weather and freezing balls. Oh yeah, I was gonna try to hit you guys up before you left on your flights this afternoon, so you could go out and shoot that gun. But by the time I got to sleep finally, and then woke up, you guys were already in the air.
We have our son here.
Whoa.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, we actually met up with some girl and I fucked her.
So who's the new voice?
We met her at the 7-Eleven, dude. Her name's Chelsea. I bought her a pack of cigs. We were just kicking back,
my
and I told her, you know, I just told her straight up, like, you're hella cute. You should let me hit. She bent over right there in the car, bro. I reached around
right.
And put it right there.
I believe that when
yeah.
The shit turns purple and smells like a rainbow sherbet.
No, her shit was perfect, bro. It was all shaved and fucking nice. Wet, tight, just like your butthole.
Weird. Very weird.
Yeah, bro. We're looking at you right now. Wave at us, dude. We're just looking at you right now. Wave at us. Turn around.
Bullshit.
Do you see us? Look. Do you see us? Look.
Are you guys still fucking here?
Turn around, fool. Yeah.
Where the fuck are you? Are you actually still here?
Yeah, dude, look. We're waving at you, fool.
You're fucking waving at me, brother.
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah, where you at?
Look. Yeah, look over here.
Hey, bend over and show us your panties.
Where the fuck are you at? You ain't here.
Bend over, fool. Look. Bend over and take off your pants.
No, I'm good.
Just do it real quick. It'll be funny. Fool, just take your pants off and show us your panties.
What the fuck? What is my goddamn work phone, boys? What are you doing?
They're just fucking over there, bro.
Weird. I didn't get that vibe last night when
you're not.
when Louie was trying to get with Amanda.
Yeah, they're fucking right now, actually. Like, can you hear them?
So I said, who's this one? Who am I talking to now, then?
Yeah, it is, bro. They're doing it right now.
Weird. Weird. Well, I got a guest that just came in. I got to deal with this. I'll be back.
Hi. It'll come to me. It'll come to me. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Your line is terrible. Can you hear me?
No, you're all good. I can hear you.
Oh, good. Now you're loud and bright. And how's your night going?
Pretty good. How about yours?
Oh, it's going great. I have my family with me in the station wagon, and we're driving, and I'm a little tipsy. I'm not driving, though.
All right.
Family, get on the phone. Welcome this man into our home.
We're having sex.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Are you looking to book a room?
We're looking for a room to have sex in.
Hold on, one moment.
Because we're 12, and what is this? Hello? Is this a hotel that I can have sex in? Is that permitted in the hotel? Is sexual congress with no one?
Me?
Just the mirror.
I'm gonna fuck a grapefruit.
While staring into the mirror in the hotel room.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Plus B Plaza Inn. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hey, I want to get a room, please.
Okay. So we have rooms with two queen beds left for tonight. And then were you a Best Western Rewards member?
Two queens. You don't have any with just one bed anymore?
We do have one with a single king. We're just out of our single kings. We have one with our single queen.
Okay, well, I want to get that one. What's your policy on bringing guests?
I don't think we really have much of one. So were you, let's see. The only policy we have is we can't have Butte residents staying in the room the whole night.
What? Butte? You can't talk to me in that language. I'm not from there, first of all. I don't know what that means. Okay?
Okay.
Explain yourself.
So, Butte, Montana residents. That's the town.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
We fit. How many?
In the bed.
How many can we fit? How many can we fit in the bed?
Oh.
Please give us a call back. We need to know how many we can fit in the room and how many we can fit in the bed. It's of utmost importance that you give us a call back. Thank you very much. Motherfuckers. Tonight, and then we're gonna...
Thank you for calling Fairmont Hot Springs. This is Regina. How may I help you?
Hi, is this the Hot Flashes Resort? My grandmother's here, and she is having hot flashes. She told me to give you guys a call, see if you have any openings. Hey, let me put her on the phone. Miriam, Grandma, Mom, here, take the phone.
What are we doing?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello? Is this the hot flashes? I've had the hot flashes again, dear.
Yes, where are you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm in the room and I'm having hot flashes.
Yes, do you know what room you're in?
Yes, I'm in the loo. And I'm making a doo-doo in the loo. A little poo in the loo. It's right there.
Grandma.
Oh, God. Grandma, put your fucking clothes back on.
Oh, naked, yes.
Do you happen to know what room she's in?
Put the fucking clothes... I'm sorry, excuse me, who is this?
Do you happen to know what room she's in?
She's in the bathroom.
On the lobby floor?
She's in the bathroom right now. Can't you hear her? I think she's...
Yeah.
I don't know what room
are you in? Because I'm a licensed CMT.
Here, I'll give you the phone. I'll give her back the phone. I don't want to deal with this right now.
Yes.
Thank you for calling Fairmont Hot Springs, Mrs. Amy. How may I help you?
Yes, hello.
So, she's in the bathroom at our house. Sorry.
Well, we can't help you with that. Please stop calling here. Thank you.
Forward to Tony and Akana. This is Connor.
Yeah,
hey, my grandma's in the bathroom right now, dude.
Okay.
Can you hear her?
What is it?
Hello?
No, not really.
Do you guys have like an extra key to unlock the door? Because she locked herself in there, and I don't know what the fuck is going on, dude.
Yeah, we have extra keys at the front desk.
Yes.
Huh?
We have extra keys at the front desk.
We have extra keys for the bathroom, fool.
I got a room key. I'm talking about a key to get inside the bathroom because she's locked herself in there and I got to take a shit.
I don't know that we do. I think it just
needs wait. I'll have to take a shit down. Yes.
If you need, there's a bathroom down here in the lobby.
If you need, there's a bathroom down here in the lobby.
Yeah, I might actually go take a shit over there, but how do I get her out of our shitter?
Couldn't tell you.
You want to come help me break the fucking door down, dude, before she shits all over the place?
I'm shitting everywhere.
Necessarily.
Yes.
Huh?
Not necessarily.
Oh, man, dude. She usually takes outrageous dumps, dude.
Oh.
I don't know. I think you just have to wait that one out.
Can you hear it? She's going now. Can you hear her, dude? She's going now.
Cannot. One second.
Oh, Lord. Oh. It's coming out. Yeah. Release. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Miriam, I really hope you're getting it all in the toilet this time.
I saw it over the floor.
God damn it, you dirty bitch.
I saw the force. Yes,
you
I made the force.
Dirty. You sick fucking bastard.
It's coming around and around and around.
You're sick. You're sick.
Yes.
You're fucking sick fuck.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm coming out now, dear.
Come out, baby.
Yes. fresh thinking there. Don't go in there for a time. Put a tea on, and perhaps after a half past the hour it was fine. Where are my clothes, dear? What have you done with the clothes? Where are my nappies? It's very cold in here, dear. And it's getting a bit nippy. I don't have my clothing. Where's my shirt? Where's my shirt? What happened to my wardrobe? Hello? Is anyone there?
Evening, 7-Eleven.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What can I do for you?
Do you guys have liquid death water?
No.
Do you have the alkaline pH 7-Eleven water?
I don't know. Doesn't sound
the pure ionized 7-Eleven water?
I don't think so. I'm looking.
Yeah, man.
No, just the 7 Select purified waters.
Oh my god. Do you have Essentia waters?
Which one? Essential?
Essentia.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
That it? Gotta go.
What about your mama? Is she there? Hey. Hey, where's your owner, bro?
Probably at home.
He's a big Indian guy, right?
No.
Well, fuck him and fuck you too then, dude.
All right, have a good day.
Hi. I'm here with my brother. We're having trouble finding an item. We're here. Do you have the items?
Do we have what?
The item, the water, the waters from the 7-Eleven, the antibiotic water.
Yes, we have the water.
The ionized alkaline.
Yeah, alkaline battery water.
Right. Alkaline, yes, we have that water.
Okay, and I can pour that
what
in
about
my GPS.
I'm sorry?
I'll put my brother on. He might know what I'm talking about here, Seer.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you clearly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how about you get a fucking bottle of your mom's
7-Eleven.
I don't want to touch 7-Eleven, but I want to eat 7-Eleven. Are you
Hello?
Open for foodings? Hello, food person.
Yes.
Hi, you're open?
Yes.
Okay, fuck.
This is Haley. How may I help you?
Are you gone tonight?
I'm sorry?
Are you gone tonight?
Blown at me?
Are you going tonight?
No.
Where is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Excuse me?
I got a call last night on this number about a wheeled deer stand.
Who are you?
Jason.
What?